guess they went through some of their armaments.
Try to talk today about some of the solutions. So we'll start with the Rambam, which is at the center of the whole thing. It's the Rambam Tanya Meditin. The Rambam says that if a person is made of a mitzvah, but he does such that he could not have been kofer even if he had one. For example, the Rambam says somebody is today 100 zuz, chanishim shevishtar and chanishim balpeh. Chanishim balpeh. And the fellow is made to the chanishim shevishtar, but he's kofer in the other half. The Rambam says he does not have to take a shuas made of a mitzvah. I is made of mitzvahs, he's made of the chamishim. Says the Rambam, but it's a haidosh, it's a haidoin moment she'enu yachal lichbavai. He couldn't have been kaifer even if he had wanted to. A haidoin, something where you couldn't have been kaifer even if you had wanted to, that count as a haidoa, and it's not mechayim. That's the Rambam. So of course the question is, or at least one of the questions is, that it seems to be against the Gemara. Because in the Gemara we have a similar case, Slam Dinar, where it's also l'chayra she'ni yochalich. But in fact, the Rambam himself, in the next halacha, when the Rambam talks about the case of Shlom Dinorim, the Rambam makes clear that the reason why Shlom is potter is because it's haidah she'ni yochalich b'bay. So the Rambam actually addresses the case of Shlom Dinorim, and he says, the p'tur of Shlom is because, the p'tur of Shalosh is because he's a meishiv of Aveda, but the p'tur of Shlom is because he's a yochalich b'bay. So the question is, but that's not what the Gemara said. The Rambam says, the Gemara says other reasons why Shlom is potter, as telech, or as shibit kakois, or Shlom is sayed, not a word about haidah she'ni yochalich b'bay. So, the Rishonim, who quote the Rambam, the Rashba and us, say that the Rambam learned that the Rambam held that the reason why Hadosh and Yochel Lichbobe is potter is because it's Helich. The Ptur of Hadosh of Momach and Yochel Lichbobe is that's what makes it halach. The Rashba is really, he doesn't explain this, doesn't elaborate, what is this? But that's what he says. He says, it's not another p'tur. That is the Rambam's understanding of the p'tur of halach. Why is the case of Shtayim, why is Shtayim called halach? You must say Shtayim is halach. Why is Shtayim halach? So others say, Rashba says, because the kark is be'ed. That's the pashut, the kark is be'ed. Hariyoshachol b'chamokim shehu. The Rambam holds, no, that's not what makes it halach. What makes it halach is that it's eino yochel lichbavai, that the malbit could take that karka and the levi can't stop him. It's eino yochel lichbavai. So since it's indisputable that the karka belongs to the malbit, that's what makes the karka into halach. So that when the Gemara said that karka is halach, that shtayim is halach, the Gemara means because it's what the, because of the reason the Rambam says, because it's eino yochel lichbavai. Now, before we get in, now, on the one hand, in a way, this is very good because, or at least it's very understandable, because the Rambam's l'shitasai. You know, as far as what is the definition of halach? What makes, by a normal case of halach, what is the case of halach? So Rashi learns, a lot of Rishonim say, that halach means, halach doesn't mean you have to give it to him in his hands. Halach means that you make it available to him. You say, there's a pikotin, you know, the pikotin is still around, it's ben, halach b'chamokim shehu. And that's enough. It doesn't go out to actually give it to him. It's mezuman litaim. A lot of Rishonim learn in the Gemara that was the comparison to Shnayim Ochsim Metalis. But Al-Kopanim, a lot of Rishonim say such a nusuch that the book is Harei Yishulcha, it's mezuman litaim. Rashi had a bigger chiddush that even by a milveh, which Chavis Leitzon, you could also say Harei Yishulcha b'chol mokim shehem. And on that, not only Rishonim, a lot of Rishonim disagree that on a milveh you can't say Harei Yishulcha b'chol mokim shehem because milveh Leitzon. But certainly by a pikodon, many Rishonim learn that the pshat in halach is not to actually give it to him in his hand. You just say Harei Yishulcha b'chol mokim shehem. The Rambam, who is chaylik, the Rambam says that halach means you give it to him in his hand. You parade the chay right here on the spot. That's what makes it halach. So now, the Gemara says that karka is halach. When you have shibur karkois, it's halach. L'fi Rashi, and the other Yishayim, we understand that very well. Why is karka halach? Because it's bad. It's bad. Hayosh ha-mokim shayim. I mean, you have to add that there's a shibur. If there were no shibur in the karka, then it wouldn't help me that the kark is ben. The kark is not the thing that I own. I own money. What does the kark have to do? What does that have to do? The kark is ben, you know? The kark is ben. You know, my computer is also ben, but that's not the thing that I borrow. The answer is no, but since the chayv is meshabed the karka, so the karka is there's a certain, you know, the karka is miyuad, it's designated for the piroin chayv that he has the schus gviyah is from the karka, and the karka is be'en, so and that's what makes it halach. But the feeling of that's not sufficient. That's not halach. Hareshachob b'chamok and shem does not rise to the level of halach. Halach means I have to give it to you. Well, I didn't give you the karka. You have a schus gviyah, but I didn't actually give you the karka. So why is, what is the moment that shtayim is halach? Since there's karka, the shtayim has a din of halach. So the answer is, these are shayim are saying, that what makes it halach is that here you have something they don't usually have. Usually it's yachalich b'bay. So usually when you have a chayiv, you have a pikadon, it's yachalich, I have to agree that it's, I don't have to be moedah that it's yours. So there the Rambam says you have to actually give it to him in his hands in order for it to rise to the level of halach. But by karka, where it's by shtayim, which ain't a yochalich b'boy, because there's a shtayim that says slam, which certainly means at least shtayim. So ain't a yochalich b'boy makes it that there's no way you can't get it. I can't stop you from getting it. Since there's no way that I, usually, even if it's banned somewhere, the Rambam holds, that's not called halach, because I could stop you from getting it. I could be kafir. You know, it's not, I have to give it to you. But here, where I could stop you, it's a steamroller. No matter what, ain't a yochalich b'boy, you could definitely get that karka. No matter what, I can huff and puff, and I can't stop you from getting the karka, because you have a shtayim that says shtayim. That says slam. So that's called halach. That's what makes it into halach. That's the pshat in the Rashba. And the other say that the Rambam is midin halach. However, there's a few problems here. Number one, the Rambam adds that what makes it halach is that it's eino yochalich. Or the Rambam says the reason why you're put over here is because it's eino yochalich b'boy. But the Rambam adds also that I call nechosav mishubadim l'shtar. The Rambam adds that the shtar that there's a shtar here that has shibud. That's mishabed the karkoy. It's mishabed the nechosav. Chayra. Why does Rambam need that? Why is that myself? Why isn't it enough to say since it's eino yochalich b'bay? He can collect the chayv. It's eino yochalich b'bay. What do you have to add this element that there's a shibud over here? And it'll be Oshibu. There's only be the Zuzi. But it's any Achalich, but I can't deny that I owe you too. Why isn't that enough to make it Halich? Right, that's not so terrible, Emes. That I could maybe understand it. If it's Zuzi, Zuzi is not Be'em. Or there's, you have a Chayv. I owe you the Chayv. And any Achalich, but I can't deny that I owe you the Chayv. But meanwhile, it's in my wallet. It doesn't belong to you at all. Maybe that's not Halich. Halich has to be that there's a Shibur here. There's a certain Schuz Gevir from the Karka. And that schuz gviyah I can never prevent from being executed. It's because eino yochalich b'boy. No matter what I say, you're going to be able to execute your schuz gviyah. So that makes it that it's kilu kigavri. But it only works because there's karka here that has a shibud on it. So since there's a shibud on the karka, there's a shibud on the nechosim. Since there's a shibud on the nechosim, I don't even have to speak about karka. The Rambam doesn't say karka; he says nechosim. Called nechosim mishubadim l'shtar. It doesn't even have to be necessarily karka per se. It happens to be that the shibud is in karka, but it could have been other nechosim. The fact that there are nechosim that are mishubud, I have a schuz gvi nechosim, and that schuz gviya again is eino yochalich b'boy. It's an undeniable schuz gviya. So that kind of gviya that's undeniable is kigavli. It's kilu I was gavli. It's considered to be halach. So actually, maybe like a shmak. Why the Rambam says nechosim doesn't say karka, doesn't say kol karka oisav mishubadim l'shtar. He says kol nechosim mishubadim l'shtar. Because the emes for this part of halach, it doesn't necessarily have to be. You know, lu yitzur there would be shibud on metaltelin. Maybe minay there is shibud on metaltelin. You know, we talked about that. It's a shalom rishonim. Is the shibud metaltelin minay? But maybe there really is. And even if there isn't, but if there would be, it's not the fact that it's karka. The p'tur here is not the fact that there's karka that's mishubad to the shtar. The p'tura are nechosim that are meshubah to the shtar, in which I have a schuz gviyah. They happen to be karka, but that's not the point. The point is that there are nechosim that are meshubah to the shtar. I have a schuz gviyah in those nechosim. There's no way of denying me my schuz gviyah in the nechosim, and therefore it becomes halach. There's another question. I think with this we If the word over here is Eina Yachal Lichba Boy, if that's the Petur over here, it's Eina Yachal Lichba Boy. So how do we explain Rav Chiya Kamaisa? The Din of Ados Eidim. Rav Chiya says that Ados Eidim is Mechayev Ashur. Why? It's Eina Yachal Lichba Boy. So it should be Helich. No, it's Melech. If you learn that if you learn that Eina Yachal Lichba Boy is some kind of technical chisor in the Haidah, we'll talk later on, maybe other possibilities, that maybe it's some kind of technical deficiency in the Haidah because it's a Haidah that I couldn't have been kaifer. Okay, so that's only by Haidah, not by Eidim. But if you're learning like the Rashba, like these we showed you, that the din of Helich is that the din of Eina Yachal Lichba is that it becomes Helich. So Helich is by Hadas Eidim also. The Petur of Helich is said by Smuchim Nugmar, by Shlaim Echsen Pashtus, Smuchim Nugmar, Shlaim Echsen Batalis, is an Anansadi, it's Midin Hadas Eidim. And the Gemara says that there's a din of Helich in the Mishnah. And maybe that has to do with how to learn the Raya from the Mishnah in the first place, in Rav Chiya Bas Raisa. But the Pashtus is about it that Helich was said Hadas Eidim as well. So, what's Pshat in Rav Chiya Kamaisa? Why is Hadas Eidim Mechayev? Why doesn't it have the problem of any Yochel Lichba Boy? And if you say that for some reason by Hadas Eidim you don't eat any Yochel Lichba Boy, so then what's Pshat in the Rambam? The Rambam says by Shtayim Yipotter because it's any Yochel Lichba Boy. Like take it, no, Dami Yochel Do Hidol, but what about Hadas Eidim? Say, well, what's the answer? I mean, the answer is the partial answer in light of what we just said before. If the din of Mamash and Yochel, if the word of any Yochel Lichba Boy is only but seer of the fact that there's a Shiva in the Chosim, if that's Stam that you can't be kind for it. If you can't be kaifer, it becomes helich because the nechosim that are meshubed, since he can get at them no matter what you do, you can't stop him from being kaifer, from executing the schus giving. That's what makes it helich. Then that only applies in the case where in the middle of the shtap shibud nechosim. But in the middle of alpeh where there's no shibud nechosim, so then there's no. Then who cares if it's any yachal lichba boy? Because the whole point of any yachal lichba boy is going to be limited to a middle of the shtap. By a middle of alpeh, it's not true. So maybe it's very good of chiyat hamaisim. Hadidim is not talking about the case of Milva B'Shtar. The case of Chiyah Kamaisik was a Milva Baal Peh. There's no Shiva Nechosim, but there's no Shiva Nechosim. It's not Helich. Slorim Dinorim. There you have, that's a Milva B'Shtar. And you have Hados Eidim and a Milva B'Shtar. That's already called Helich because it's Eini Yochel Lichba Boy in Echrami. That's Helich because it's Eini Yochel Lichba Boy and there's a Shiva Nechosim. Eini Yochel, the Kitzer, when you have Eini Yochel Lichba Boy, the din of any Yochel Lichba Boy has to be together with the fact that there's a Shibud Nechosim, which is really lost in the Rambam. Called Nechosim, Mishubod Nechosim. Mishubod Nechosim. When you have those things together, a Shibud Nechosim, so there's a Schus Gviyah. Plus, any Yochel Lichba that you deny the Schus Gviyah, you can't prevent the Schus Gviyah from going forward, that becomes Helich. However, I still have a problem. Maybe not. Help me out, I'm not sure, but I have written down a question. Now I'm not so sure that's really a question. Why isn't every mitzvah of a mitzvah called Helich? Even though I could have been kaifer, but now that I was mitzvah, I can no longer be kaifer. After I know I can't be kaifer anymore. So if Haidah Sheinu Yochel Lichbaba, if the word of any moment Sheinu Yochel Lichbaba is that it becomes Halech because I can't stop you from getting it. So why did I say by every Maida Mitzvah Stimit I was Maida, I can no longer be Kaifer. So now it's Halech, now I can't prevent you from getting it. So why isn't every Maida Mitzvah a Halech? So again, if it's some kind of technical Chesaron Haidah, it's Haidah that I could not have prevented myself from being Maida. So here it's not true. Every Maida Mitzvah I didn't have to be Maida. That has a Shem Haidah. But if you learn like the Rashba, it's not that Mamash Shem Yochel Lichbaba is not some kind of technical problem in the Haidah. The Haidah is a fine Haidah, but the problem is because I can't stop you from, because since I am Yochel Lichbaba, I can't, you know, there's a steamroller over here, I can't keep you from getting at the Nechasim, so what do you have to come out to, what do you have to come out to the Shtar? Well, typically, every Maidah B'mitzah should have a din that it's Mamash Shem Yochel Lichbaba, that it's a, after a Maidah, it's Emi Yochel Lichbaba, it's Emi Yochel Lichbaba. So maybe we'll say Vaita, maybe we could say the same answer. That usually the case of Maida Mitzvahs is that there's no Shtar. So even if I'm Maida, now I can't prevent you from being Goyva, but there's no Shiva Nechosim. You need to have the normal case of Maida Mitzvahs is Shtar. If there's a Shtar, you don't need my Hador. Take the claim it's out of the Shtar. So the normal case of Maida Mitzvahs is that there's no Shtar. So yeah, Kanami. Now that I'm married, the Tanya Yochel Lichbar, but so what? There's no Shiv in the Chosim. The case that it's negated to is where there is Shiv in the Chosim. So that's the case where there's a Shtar. I don't know if this is Maspik, because then it comes out. You with me so far? I'm basically asking if we learn. You know, what's the alternative to the Rashba? The alternative to the Rashba, which we'll get to later, hopefully, is, you know, is the Moshe L'Ksois. The Ksois learns that Haidah Yochel Lichbaba is a technical Chesor in the Haidah. That it doesn't have a Shem Haidah if I had no choice. Haidah, by definition, has to be that I had a choice. So I fessed up, I didn't have to. Haidah, where I didn't have to be Maida, that's not, doesn't have a Shem Haidah. Okay, so if you learn like that, so then I understand, you can't say that every Mitzvah is any Yochel Lichbaba. Every Maida Mitzvah is a Yochel Lichbaba. But the Rashba says, no, that's not the Pshat. The Haidah is a fine Haidah. The only thing is that it's halach because I can't, since I can't prevent you from being goyim nechosim, so that's halach. A shiva nechosim where I can't prevent you from, there was no way that I could prevent you from taking the nechosim, that's considered to be halach. So I'm asking, so why isn't that true by every moedah mitzvah? By every moedah mitzvah, I didn't have to be moedah, but now that I'm moedah, the second that I'm moedah, instantaneously, halach is always after, when I'm moedah, I say halach. Well, here also, when I'm moedah, I'm giving you a halach, I'm giving you I can't prevent you now from being goyim with the shibud. So we'll say the answer is because the case is that there is no shibud in the chosin, because the normal maida b'mitzvahs is where there is no shtar. It comes out now in Madan Zach. It comes out that really is. That every Maida B'Mitzvahs, if there's Shiva Nechosim, then it's Halach. And if there's no Shiva Nechosim, then it's not Halach. And it has nothing to do with my Haidah. You know, whether I could have been Maida, whether I had to be Maida, didn't have to be Maida, that's not really the point. Even if I didn't have to be Maida, but my son was Maida, and there's a Shiva Nechosim, so that's called Halach. So why is the Lashon of the Rambam is that it's Maida, that the Torah here is, because it's Mamun She'ena Yochel Lichbaba. Even though I was Maida, but I had no choice to be Maida. I couldn't have been Kaifer. That's not the point. Even if I could have been Kaifer, but now that I'm Maida, there's a Shiva Nechosim. Elamai, you're telling me, no, there's no Shiva Nechosim because they move about there. So that's what the Rambam should say. The Rambam should say, there's no Ketur Maida B'mitzvahs whenever you have a Shiva Nechosim. It's nothing to do with any Yochel Lichbaba, Yochel Lichbaba. Yochel Lichbaba, any Yochel Lichbaba. Right now, it's Maida, so right now, I can't stop you. The only thing is there a Shiva Nechosim? By a Milva B'Shtar, there's a Shiva Nechosim. Shiva Nechosim is Halach. If it's not a Milva B'Shtar, then there's no Shiva Nechosim. Which is the passage more like the other Rishonim. So what's going on here in the Rambam? The Rambam makes it sound like the problem here is that my Haidah is a Haidah She'en Yochel Lichbaba. So I might have been married. That's not the problem with my, that's not the problem with Chal. The problem is that the Shiva Nechosim and Shiva Nechosim is Halach. Once I'm made, then it's incontrovertible. Shiva Nechosim.
The Rambam does say that people cover by Haidah She'en.
Right, Lechem, that's really what I'm asking. It's really nothing to do with the fact that I feel a kofar by Rechai
of
Shalom. Right, so that's really what I'm asking. Why is that the point? It happens to be true that here you... That
the guy is one that you can't be chozer, it's
petty. A body can't be chozer. Once you're murdered, you're stuck. You know, then you're stuck. He does well, then he's mechayev. Kitzur, what I'm really asking, if I wanted to boil it down, what I'm really asking is, the Rambam says that the chisor here is, the p'tur here is, it's haidah she'ena in moment she'ena yochel lichba. Do we show you say because it's heilich? It's another way of saying heilich. So the pashup shot is, that why is it heilich? Because since there's a shibud nechosim, it's in the chosim band, there's a shibud, and I can't prevent the shibud, I can't prevent the execution of the shibud, I can't prevent the gviyah, so maybe it's heilich. So my question basically is, but that's, whenever there's a shibud, that's true. There's a shibud. Once I'm late, I can't prevent the collection of the shibud. But that the Rambam says that's not the problem. That's not what makes it halach. What makes it halach is that the haidah was a haidah mamish and yochel lichbar. I could not have been made even if I wanted to. I could not have been kaifer rather even if I had wanted to. I flame out of the merit. That's not the point. Now it was made I rather can't be chayzer. So that should make it a halach. And Mike is no shibud nechosim. So then that's the issue. Is the shibud nechosim or is no shibud nechosim with haidah mamish and yochel lichbar? The Rambam should just say that by a shtar, there's no dinu moedim mitzvahs because there's a thing, because of shibud nechosim. So that's put that on the side for a minute. There's another problem in the Rambam, and that is that there's a steer in the Rambam, a few steers in the Rambam, but there's one steer in the Rambam from the Rambam Hilchas Ishus. The Rambam Hilchas Ishus says, the husband said, I married you and you were Ba'ula, I only have a ksuv, only the chiv ksuv is only a mona. And the woman said, no, Ba'ula na sasane, and the chiv ksuv is Masayim. So the rest of it, he has to take a shvua, that she could be mashbiyim. So he has to pay a mona, but she's mashbiyim on the other mona, shvua is more than a mixus. So the shaila is, why? It's Haidah and Maman Sheni Yachal Lichbubai. He can't be Kaifer. The Mana is Avada, he's Chayef. So it's Haidah in Maman Sheni Yachal Lichbubai. And there's a Shibud Nechosim. A Ksuva the Shibud Nechosim. So it should be Halach. Whatever the Hezbollah is, it's a steer to the Ram and Hilchos Tayyim Nitin. Whatever the pshat is in the Rambam Hilchos Tayyim Nitin, whether it's Halach, whether it's some other theory of the Rambam, but the Ma'aseh of the Rambam says that whatever there's a Shibud Nechosim and it's Mamon Sheni Yochel Lichbubai, there's no Chiyuv Moedim Mitzvos. So l'chora, that's the case over there in Ksubas. That's the case in Hilchos Ishus. He says Mamon, she says Masayim, it's Mamon Yochel Lichbubai, the money can't be Kaifer, and there's a Shibud Nechosim. So Ma'aseh based on the Shibud Nechosim. So it should be, he should be Potter, as Mamon Sheni Yochel Lichbubai. Says Rav Chaim, that the answer is he says first of all the pshat in the Rambam Tanya Vinitin, he says as teilech, like the Rishonim, like the Rashba, because otherwise it's against the Gemara says the Ptur is teilech, that go. Finally, the Rambam learned, the Rambam means Halach. Mamash she'eino yochel lichbubai makes it into Halach. He's masking to the Rav Chaim. It goes with the Rashba. But then Rav Chaim adds, it's only Halach when there's a shtar. By a ksuva, by the case in Hilchos Ishus, there's no shtar. The ksuva's not here, because if we have the ksuva, we know if she was a psula or an alma. So obviously there's no ksuva. Just it's a ma'aseh beis din. You don't need a ksuva to be going with the ksuva. It's a ma'aseh beis din. Says Rav Chaim, if there's no shtar, then it's not halach. Even though there is shibud nechosim, ksuva the shibud nechosim, you don't have to have a shtar for the shibud nechosim. Even it's a ma'aseh beis din. You go from there's a shibud nechosim. There is a shibud nechosim, and it's any yochel lichbar, and all of those other elements are in place. But without a shtar, it's not halach. Sosim v'loy pirush, Chaim doesn't explain why do you need a shtar to make it halach? We have all the other elements. There's a Schus Gevira, there's a Shiva Nechasim, it's Eina Yocha Lichbar, there's no way to stop me from exiting Shiva Nechasim. So Rav Chaim said, no, but there's one ingredient missing. You need a physical star in order for that, in order for it to be called Heilich. So what's the Havana? So I think it's a whole new Havana in the Rama. And by extension, it's a new Havana in the Rashba. What did the Rashba mean when he said that it's Heilich? It means like this. What makes it Heilich, remember, the Rama Shita is that a Heilich has to be that I give it to you in your hands. Otherwise, not Heilich. Rav Chaim later on in the Hemshech explains what the pshat in that is, because the Heilich means that I was Perei the Chayv. That's the definition, according to the Rambam, that's what Heilich means. I'm Maida, but the minute I'm Maida, I'm Perei the Chayv. So I'm a Sahara, because I actually did a Perei. So that's the Machayk Zerchim of Sheshes. When I'm Maida, but the minute I'm Maida, I'm actually Perei the Chayv, so the Chayv is gone, it's Perua. Is that still called the Adobe Mitzvahs? Over here, the kaka. He has a schuz gvi in the kaka, he has a shib in the chasim in the kaka, and I can't stop him. But I wasn't perei the chayv. So why is it heilich? Says Rav Chaim, you know why it's heilich? It's heilich because there's a shtar. The pshat is, the shtar itself, because the shtar contains in it a shib in the chasim, and because the shtar is yochel lichber boy, so the shtar itself becomes like the karka itself. The shtar contains in itself the karka. Because the shtar gives me a schus gvi in the karka, the shibud, or nechosim, doesn't have to be karka, whatever. The shtar gives me a schus gvi nechosim. And that schus gvi, there's no way that anybody can avoid it. You know, it's guaranteed. So then the shtar is karka. If you have a shtar, ki'ilu the chayv is perua. So, and that's heilach. So Moshe Lamar Davidema, you know, in the days when money was backed by gold. So if you had a dollar bill, or you had a $10 bill, you could get the gold for that $10 bill. So the $10 bill is money. What makes it money? It's not money, it's gold. But it's the equivalent of money because it gives you a schus to get the money, and it's any yochel lichbar, nobody could deny, you know, if you have that, it's legal tender, nobody could deny that money gives you a schus to collect the gold. So the money, then that dollar bill becomes the equivalent of gold. It's just a muscle, but I'm saying, where you have a physical star, and I'm giving you the star, so now you have in hand, the Malvin now is holding in his hand something which gives him a schus in the Nechosim, and it's an undeniable schus in the Nechosim. It becomes like legal tender for the Nechosim. So then the star itself, that's Nechosim. It's like, it's a. There's no star. So it's true, there's a ma'aseh based in here, and you have a schus to be gaiva the karka, and nobody could stop you from being gaiva the karka. All of those things are true. But it's not peru because you don't have to the karka. You have a schus based and gives you a schus. You could collect the karka, and you know, if you could prove that you were married, you can collect the karka and so on. But the ma'aseh, there's no star. What?
Shouldn't that be better? Like, why is that worse? Like, either way, you can go and collect the
karka
right away. So, why is it worse not to be holding a piece of paper?
Well, maybe because you were married. So it's not like you hold. You know, you don't actually have the karka.
Then it's not
yet
even yachalah.
No. Let's say here he did prove that he was. You know, Aiden were there. We know that they were married. In the case there, we know we have a chaykes. It was psula or bula. We know that they were married. But still, it has to be. It's not that she has something in hand. That she has something in hand that is the karka. She has nothing in hand. There is a halacha on the books. No, if she can prove that she was married, then she can go and she can collect the karka. But that's not called parua. Where she has a ksuva, a physical ksuva, then there's, as long as she produces that ksuva, she gets the karka. She gets the nechosim. So that's it. So then the shtar is the karka. Rabbi Nechananel has a lesson. He's talking about the din of shibud karkos, but Rabbi Nechananel has a lesson that mishtar tarosik a karka. Maybe that lashon, that's, you know, maybe in that lashon of Rabbi Nechananel, I'm not sure, but maybe in that lashon of Rabbi Nechananel, you also see an echo of this idea. The shtar is the karka. Why? Because the shtar gives me a schus in the karka. It's the handle of the karka. If that's the case, so I understand. You know, before I was asking, you know, every mitzvah is ein yochel lichbar, because every mitzvah after Amoda, I can't be kaifer. So what's so special over here about, you know, mum and she'ena yochalichba, you know, I can't deny, I have to be moida. She'ena yochalichba. Every moida makes it's that halach. Well, every moida makes this. I could have been kaifer, but after Amoda, now I can't be kaifer anymore, so the mice could always collect it. So that was what I was grappling. So it's really nothing to do with the fact that I can't be kaifer. It's the fact that you have a shibrim or a chosim. Whether I could have been kaifer or not, or I couldn't have been kaifer, like that's identical. My side was moida. Now that I was moida, body could collect it. The answer is, yeah, of course, now that I was moida, you can collect the chayv. But since I didn't have to be moida, so the shtar is be'etzem, not a guarantee of the karka. What makes the shtar is long, if you need to come onto my door in order to collect with the shtar, you can only collect with that shtar, you know, if I will be moida to the shtar, then the shtar is not karka. And even if I am moida, so very nice, I was moida, but the shtar itself is not the karka. Because it needed my idol. I need the shtar to be be'etzin kikarka. What makes the shtar terosik kikarka, what makes the shtar terosik in the chosim, but the shtar is the peruim. That holding on, when I have a shtar kilo, the shtar is the chayv is perua. What makes the shtar, what makes the shtar the equivalent of the nechosim themselves is the fact that, A, there's a shibud on the nechosim, it gives me a shibud on the nechosim, and it gives me such a shibud on the nechosim that the shtar is self-sufficient. The shtar doesn't need to come on to anything else in order to be going with the nechosim. That's what makes the shtar into the nechassim themselves. So that's the side of the Ram. He says, when you have a shtar, then the shtar, you can't be kaifer in the shtar. You can't be kaifer in the shtar, and you have a shibud nechassim, then the shtar is the nechassim. Then it's peru. That's halach. Halach means that it's peru. I think that's the pshat in Rav Chaim. So Rav Chaim knows it's a new lichtekeit. It sheds a new light on this idea in the Rishonim. That Mamash and Yochalichber becomes Halach. It's not stam that Mamash and Yochalichber becomes Halach. Mamash and Yochalichber makes the shtar into the Nechosim. And if the shtar is the Nechosim, then Kilu the Chayv is already Peru. Now, there's another problem in the Rambam, in both of these Rambams. And that is, what do we need all of this for? Well, the kashas is in both Rambams. It's in Talmud Nitzan. The question is, what does the Rambam need this Ptur of Halach? Typically, that is Shibud Karkois, and then Yishmael al Shibud Karkois. The Gemara says, the Ma'aseh that is Shtar Shleid is that is Shibud. The Gemara says, also Raya Halach. Gemara says, no, it's not necessarily Raya Halach, because you could be Potter al Shibud Karkois. Where did that go? The Rambam doesn't mention that. The Rambam says, you're Potter because it's the Mamun Shem Yoch Halichba, which translates into Halach. What do I need a Ptur of Halach? Typically, that is Mamun Shem Yoch Halichba. And that's not the end of the world, because I could say, right, the Rambam said this reason, he could have said the other reason. You know, both reasons are true. But it's even stronger the question in Hilchas Ishels. Then the Rambam says, Yitaka Chayim might have been Mixas. So Rav Chaim explained why don't you have the Ptur of Halach? Says the Rambam, says Rav Chaim, because there's no star. Without a star, it's not Halach. But what about the other Ptur? Did Shibud Karkois? Ein Nishbon al Shibud Karkois? Ein Nishbon al Kfir Shibud Karkois? Where did that disappear to? So the Magen Mishnah says the Teretz that, that after the Takanas of the Goyim were Masakin, you gave a Ksuba from a Tautlin, even from the Tautlin of the Yisoyim. So Mela, now, after the Takanas of the so Ksuba is no longer a pure Shibud Nechosim, a pure Shibud Karkois. Now it's a Shibud Karkois and a Tautlin. Rav Chaim doesn't like that Teretz. Rav Chaim says, even before the Takanas of the Goyim, you could have been Goyim and Tautlin. So there was always a possibility of being Goyim and Tautlin. And still it's called, the Gemara calls it Shibud Karkois. Yeah, that question I said yesterday, maybe not the end of the world, but Rav Chaim says the following, to answer both of these things. Where did the Ptur of Shibud Karkois go? So Rav Chaim says, and it's based on what we just said before. It goes a step further. The Rav Chaim also like this. He says, why is a shtar called Kfiris? Why is this? Why is Agabar Slom Dinorim? Why is it called Kfiris Shibud Karkois? The Shibud Metatlin too. The question that the Ramban grappled with so much in Shavuos. You know, every shtar, every middle of a shtar is a shibud karkois, but there's also shibud nechosim. There's also shibud metatlin. Me namely, I feel mi al kasvei. And even from the Luchuchas Bemis, there's by a milvah b'shtar, they can be going even from the Luchuchas. So Rabban had a whole eight, so you can't really be going from the Luchuchas, because the Luchuchas could say parua. So maybe the Ikka Shibud is more on the karka than on the Ikka Shibud is, excuse me, the Ramban says, I think I made like a second ago, what did I say? I said this, every milvah b'shtar, there's a Shibud not only on karka, there's a Shibud on metalton as well. I said before, even from the Luchuchas, that's not true, from the Luchuchas you can only be going by the karka, not metalton. So Ramban says that's the answer. Since from the Lukukas you can only be going to the Karkois and not Metaltalin, so the Ikka Shibud is what you could be tired from Lukukas. Reb Chaim says a different answer. Why is a star called Shibud Karkois? After all, every star is Meshabed Karkois, and it's Meshabed Nechosim too. It's Meshabed Metaltalin. So it's not, it's like Kerim Karkois. Why is that called the Kfir Shibud Karkois? But again, Ka'omer, the Ramban answer is because you can only be, the Karkois is the only thing you can be tired from Lukuchas, so that's more important. The Yesh Misha'omer in the Ramban said that they only write the Shtar for Karkois. The Ikka Ksivas the Shtar was for the sake of the Karkois. In Taisis we said in Mahalach that the Ikka Shibud is on Karkois, that they could be given, Metaltalin is not Midin Shibud, it's Midin Priyas Bachayim Mitzvah. Rav Chaim says the answer is different. There is, in Echanami, usually, Rav Chaim says like this. There's a shibud on the karka. There's a shibud on the emes. But every star, the Gemara says that a star is halach. What makes it lefila ram halach means the definition of halach means that it's perua. That's what I'm perei lechayv. I'm moide, and the minute I'm moide, I'm perei lechayv. So why is a star called halach? Why is the middle of a star called halach? Where's the perua? Halach means it's perua. And the machaikas of chiyah of sheis is when there's a moide of mitzvahs and you're right away perei lechayv. Are you still called? Do you still have a chiyah of moide of mitzvahs? But the definition of halach lekuli ram both according to chiyah and of sheis is that by saying halach you perei lechayv. Rav Chiya agrees that when you say halach and you give the guy the moment, that's the pirchayv. The machlokes Rav Chiya and Rav Sheshes is when you have such a case where you're moida and you're immediately perei the chayv, is can you still have a chiyuv moida b'mixes? Do you still have to take a shvus moida b'mixes on the rest? Rav Sheshes says no, you already perei the chayv. That's not called moida b'mixes. Rav Chiya says yeah, you were perei the chayv together when you were moida, but lemaisa you were moida. Why are moida b'mixes? But less mad the polig that halach is perei the chayv. The Gemara says that shtar with shibud karkois is halach. Why is that halach? So Rav Chaim already explained. Because the shtar, since it gives me a schuz gvi in the car, it gives me a schuz gvi in the nechosim, and it gives me a schuz gvi in the nechosim, which are be'en, gives me a schuz gvi in the nechosim, and it's ein of a lichboi. There's no way that you can prevent the shtar giving me a schuz gvi. The shtar guarantees me the nechosim. Since the shtar guarantees me the nechosim, so the shtar becomes the nechosim and it's perua. The chayv is kilu peru al yidei ashtar. However, with which nechaz the chayv peru, with the karkois and with the metalpul, as we're saying, the shtar is the equivalent of the nechaz in themselves. When I'm holding the shtar, when the malva holds the shtar, kilu the chayv is peru. I mean, you can be peru with something else afterwards and get the shtar back. But meanwhile, the shtar is peru. With what is the shtar peru? With karkois or with metalpul? Says Rav Chaim, about only with karkois, because the metaltalin, you could prevent the malach from getting by selling them away. So the malach, no guarantee that he's ever going to get your metaltalin. That's you could alienate the metaltalin. What he's guaranteed is only the karkois. So the shtar makes the chayit parul with karka, not with metaltalin. Says Rav Chaim, even the chayit has a shibud both on karkois and on metaltalin. Let's say a mivah bal peh has a shibud both on karkois and on metaltalin. But when you have a milvah b'shtar, the shtar makes it that the chayv is parua with karka. If the chayv is parua with karka, then that ki'ilu is machriya that the shibud was that the shibud here was the karka, not the, because that's the shibud that actually came to fruition. In theory, there's a shibud on metalton as well, but you know, close mind, you're not parade the chayiv, so there's a shibud on potentially on karkois and on metalton. The minute you parade the chayiv with karka, then the shibud metalton is moot, because you were actually parade the karka. Well, every star, ki'ilu you were the chayiv, the star is like the Rebbeinu Chanan says. Milu the star, terosik the karka. The star is the karka, and the mother got the karka back. He could even sell it to Mezuzah, so the Leiva could give him money and get his, you know, redeem his karka. But meanwhile, the mother got his karka back because the star is terosik karka. If the star is terosik karka, then that means you were actually pareil the chayiv with the karka. So the shiba that actually came to fruition was the shiba karkois, not the shiba metatl. So that's called, that's therefore called Haidos Kaka, not Haidos Metatl. He said, that's Pshat in the Gemara. So Mela comes out, you know, he says, Pshat in the Gemara is Milva Vishtar Kaka only because it's Halach. What makes Milva Vishtar into Kaka is the fact that it's Halach. Halach meaning that the Shtar itself is the Pereira Chayiv. If it wouldn't be Halach, then it wouldn't be Kaka either. And the Seder Hadvarim in the Gemara is, the Gemara starts off and saying, you know, you see a potter, you see that it's Shtayim is potter, why is Shtayim potter? Because Halach is potter. So the Gemara answers, no, could be Halach is Chayav, like Rav Chiya. But you potter anyway, because it is a Metzias of Halach. Milva Vishtar is a Metzias of Halach. Rav Chiya agrees that it is Halach. Rav Chiya just holds Halach is Chayav Shua. But Rav Chiya agrees that it is Halach. And if it's Halach, if it's a piroi nachayiv, if the star is considered to be terosik kark, it's a piroi nachayiv, then on that account of that, it's shibut karkois, and nishbonak for shibut karkois. It's rather very gishmak in the Gemara. Chaim doesn't say this part, but it's very gishmak in the Gemara, because it's a little bit strange in the Gemara. Shibut karkois, we know nishbonak shibut karkois is a chal in all the shas. What's the most have him in here? The Gemara would arise, ashtai and potter, you see that halach is potter. The Gemara didn't know that there's a throw of shibut karkois. The Gemara didn't know that Einish Bala Kfir Shibir Kakois. The Gemara says it kill like a tchil. That's not a raya. Could be Einish Bala Kfir Shibir Kakois. The Gemara is another tchil because it's Misayel Leishtar. So Chodama Poshet, if there's a Shibir Kakois, it's Einish Bala al Kfir Shibir Kakois. The answer is it's not so Poshet. A star is not Shibir Kakois. A star is Shibir Nechosim. Kakois is Anamatatl. I mean, there you can go even Miklim and Dal Kassim. What makes it, so the Gemara, what it is Halach. So the Gemara says, Raya Halach is Potter. The Gemara is doichen no that if it's halach, then the fact that it's halach makes it into kfir shibut karkois. So we're building on the fact that it's halach. So first the Gemara says it's halach, so you should be potter on account of the fact that it's halach. So the Gemara, no, halach is haka potter. Halach is chayim. Rav Chiya is right. It may be halach, but halach is chayim shua. But here the halach makes it into shibut karkois. So Mela, the Rambam Moshe Tayin Menitin, the Rambam says you potter because it's halach. It says because Mamish Ani Yoch Lichba, which means that it's Halach. Because we pass in like of Sheshes. Why didn't the Rambam say that it's Shibut Karkois? Einish Bala Kfir Shibut Karkois. Where did that reason disappear to? The answer is the only reason why it's Karkois is because it's Halach, and Halach is anyway Potter. So you never get on. You never get to the fact that it's Kfir Shibut. You can't just start and say that it's Shibut Karkois. What makes it it's Shibut Nechosim Metaflin also. What makes it over here Shibut Karkois is that it's Halach. Well, the minute you say that it's Halach, the Rambam passes like of Sheshes. The minute you say that it's Halach, so that's it. Finished. End of story. Maybe it's also good. The Rambam Hilchos Gerushin says that the Rambam Hilchos Gerushin says by Ksuvi you have to take a Shua Deraisa. No, he says Psula and she says he says Bula and she says Psula. So you're made of this, you have to take a Shua. So question number one was it's Mamon Shani Yachalukba. Star of Chaim answered Mamon Shani Yachalukba means Halach. Without a star, it's not Halach. There's no star. But the second question was, but it's Shiva Kakois. The Magen Mishnah's question, Einish Bonal Kfir Shibut Karkois. The answer is, it's only Shibut Karkois if there's Halach, and it's only Halach if there's a Shtar. By Ksuvah, there's no Shtar. If there's no Shtar, it's not Halach. If it's no Halach, then it's not Shibut Karkois. It's Shibut Metatlin also. That's the Rav Chaim. It's more than the Rav Chaim. Yeah, I want to talk about other tirtzim in the Rambam, but I don't think we have time to do it today. It's good to see you. Now that we talked to Rav Chaim, it's good to see you, Rav Chaim, to read Rav Chaim through inside. If you haven't already, it's good to go back and read the Lashon HaKodesh of Rav Chaim. So I'm very, very beautiful. Yeah, okay, I guess the rest will have to wait till tomorrow. I really don't know how I'm going to be maspik everything that I want to still do in the hour that we're going to have tomorrow. No, maybe I'll just, I want to finish the Rambam today, so I'm going to take a minute and I'll finish the Rambam. And then tomorrow I want to talk about Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel is in the Ksoya all by itself. And I'd like to go through Rabbeinu Chananel inside. You should be able to see in Rabbeinu Chananel three or four Tmiyos Neirois. know, if you don't have at least three questions on Rabbeinu Hananel, then you haven't read Rabbeinu Hananel. Hold Rabbeinu Hananel from the top of the Amud Meisei until the last line. Until the second to last line. The whole Amud of Rabbeinu Hananel. It's not very long, but it's very cryptic. Just go through. There's two other shatim in the Rambam that I wanted to talk through briefly. This is, of course, the Tzais. Tzais says that the pshat in the moment. The Tzais wants to answer the kasha. The Gemara says that it's halach. The tour over here is halach, and the Rambam says a different tour. Moment sheni yochel lichvabai. So the Rishonim we already saw. The Rishonim say that means halach. The Tzai said no, it's not halach. It's a pter moment sheni yochel. It's a new din. A door that's not yochel lichvabai is not mechayim. So he says, so why is it not connected to the din of halach? So he says because in lumbus they're connected. He says, what's the pter of halach? The pter of halach is why is halach pater? Halach is pater because even though I was maida, but since I give you the money, you're getting the money back anyway, so you don't need my haidah. Now, what does my haidah give you? If I'm pareid the chayv right away on the spot, then you don't need the money of my haidah. You got your money back, so you can forget my haidah. You know, you're happy that you got the money back. You don't need the haidah. You don't need any favors. You want is the money. So he says it's not what the Tzais calls it. It's not a haidah mechayevus. You know, I was moida. Very nice. I was moida. You don't need my haidah. You got your money. He says that's the same ptur as any yochel lichpa. You don't need my hadah because you have a shtar. So you can say to me, it's very nice that you're maidah. Don't do me any favors. Don't be maidah. I have a shtar. So that's what the gemara means. The gemara just means that in lumbus, you know, it's not literally halach. Karka is not halach because I'm not actually giving you the karka. What it means is it's not hadah mechayevus. Since you have a shtar that says slayim, so you don't need my hadah. It's not hadah mechayevus. That's the ptur of halach. That's what Gemara is making connection in the lumbus. That's the mahalach of the Tzais. The Tzais does not help me at all to answer the steers to Ilchas issues. That it doesn't solve. And also the Tzais gets into a very big problem, which is, if you're saying that it's a technical problem in the Haidah, because it's not a Haidah Mechayeves, so then the question is, chop the Haidah. But what about Erech HaKamaisa? This Hadah Seidim. Hadah Seidim Shem Yechayeshua. You know, you're saying, you know, you don't need my haidah because you have a shtar. The shtar is aid. So let the shtar be mechayev. Same thing in the Rabbi Shlom Dinur. You know, the Gemara says you put because it's not haidah mechayev. So you don't need my haidah of shtar. Okay, forget my haidah. But this, what happened to Rav Chiya? That's the problem. The Tzais is not unaware of this problem. The Tzais addresses it, but it's very schwer how the Tzais addresses it. I just want to tell you one more about Halakha and Rambam. Lamech b'kitzah nimrutz. This is Mahalach from Rav David Shustel, the Rashiv in Lakewood, one of the Rashivs in Lakewood, who was also my Chavusa for a lot of years. I'm sort of like a Talmud Chaver. I hope. He wanted to say it like this. Now we have in Ram this funny Tziruf of Taimim. The Ram says, it's a moment she'ani yochel lichbar, and then the Ram is, Harei kol nechosov mishubodam l'shtar. So why does Ram need those two reasons? So we already saw what one mahalach is that's what makes it halach. Together it becomes, you know, if you learn like the Rechayim, like the Rashba, that's what makes it halach. I have a schus gviya minachosim, which you can't prevent. So that makes the shtar into terosa kikarka. But Rav David wanted to say, these are two separate reasons. Ram is saying two things. Number one, there's a shiva minachosim. Meaning a shiva karkois. Kol nachosim, he's taking to mean shiva karkois. And number two, it's also a haidah that's not, it's also a haidah, the haidah itself, the haidah is any yachal lichba. So he basically said the following mahalach. Again, going back to the Ramban's issue, you know, why is it called Shibud Karkois? It's not only Shibud Karkois, Shibud Metatlin also. Why is this called Kfirish Haidol Shibud Karkois? You know, you made it to the Stein. So the Gemara says that's Einish Bona Kfirish Shibud Karkois. Why Shibud Karkois? A star has Shibud Karkois, but it also has Shibud Metatlin. So one of the answers that we saw was the Yesh Mishaimer in the Ramban. That the shtar is the ikar for the urkas. The shtar is written primarily for the karkois. So they would say like this. In the Gemara, the case of Shtayim, so Yesh Lodin Rechaya from two reasons. First of all, there's Aydar Shtayim. Number two, there's a Shtar of Shtayim, and we have Rechia Kamaisa. So we have to address both of those. Why isn't the Gemara Shtayim Potter? Why isn't the Chayiv Mitzad of Aydar? And number two, why isn't the Chayiv Mitzad of Shtar? So mitzad the shtar, the Gemara answers, ein nishbon al kfir shibit karkois. Fine. That's an answer mitzad the shtar. Because, you know, the shtar is basically on the shibit. The shtar is written for karkois. Like Arina Chanal says, milu the shtar terosu kikarkam. That's it in the shtar. Shtar is terosu kikarkam. So when I'm made to the shtayim shibit shtar, you want me to chayim mitzad the shtayim shibit shtar? Mitzad rechia kamaisa, mitzad the shtar itself? The shtar itself is oidos karkois. Oidos karkois, not machayim, because ein nishbon al karkois. But what about my haidah? I'm better than Chayiv Shtayim. That's not only on Karkois. That's a haidah to a milva be'etzim, to a chayiv. That's mishab. That's a haidah that's not necessarily only for shibud Karkois. That's a haidah on shibud nechosir and shibud metaltlin. It's a haidah on the chayiv itself, on the zuzuy of the chayiv. Why isn't that a chayiv? Why doesn't so on that account I would be chayiv? The answer is, but that's a haidah sheni yochel lichbar. The haidah doesn't count as a haidah because any yochel lichbar. So he says, the Gemara is being done mitzad. And the Halach also is mitzad the Shtar. The Halach is not mitzad. My Hedor is not a Halach, because I didn't give it to you. What makes it Halach is the Shtar. So he made the Sugi is being done mitzad the Hedor of the Shtar, mitzad of Chia Kamais. The Gemara is ignoring the personal Hedor. The fact that he said Shtayim. That the Gemara ignores. Why is the Gemara ignored? The Gemara ignores that. So the Gemara says, you know why you potter? By Shtayim you potter? You potter because either it's Halach. What makes it halach? Because the shtar makes it halach. It's halach because of shibud karkois. But shibud karkois is only mitzad the shtar is shibud karkois. But what happened to my personal haidah? That the Gemara doesn't address. The answer is the Gemara doesn't care about that because the Gemara knows that the haidah doesn't count because it's a dosh and yachal lichbar. So that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says when you made it to a chavishim shibishtar, so you potter. Why you potter? You potter because the haidah is not mechayev you, because it's haidah shen yochel lichbar. But the Rambam is still bothered. Okay, the haidah is not mechayev, but typically from Rechia Kamaisa, what about the shtar itself? Says the Rambam, no, but kol lechosim mishubod mishtar, meaning when the shtar, the shibud karkois. So no one, neither one can be mechayev you, and that's why you're potter. I'm not sure he solved the halach problem. Even the haidah bal peh should still be halach. You know, I'm made about peh, but I'm actually also giving you the karka by your having the shtar. I'm not sure that he solved the halach problem. Where the halach turgo? Why did Ram say you brought to us the halach? But I'll confirm that the mahalach in the Ram is very nice. There's one thing that's dochuk in the lashon of the Rambam is that when the Rambam says it. Where's the Rambam again? What?
And down.
The Rambam says like this. The Rambam says, "Mishaton chaver v'om meid gedolim yesh liyetzlochol chamishim shibeshtar zeh v'chamishim b'lo yeshtar en lechol avyoni chamishim shtar en zeh moed v'mitzas." Says the Rambam, "A shashtar leitoyel beikfirosay," meaning can't be kaifer for anyway. "B v'arikol lechosim shubod nabay v'shibur kakois." "C v'afilu kofer boi hayachayev l'shalom." It's going back to the idea that it's can't be you can't be cut for the kfir wouldn't help. So the Rambam starts off by saying, you can't be cut for. Then the Rambam switches and he says, "Kol nechosim shubod nabay." And then the Rambam goes back and he says, "I feel a kofer boy. Even if you'll be cut for, it wouldn't help because of yachayev l'shalom." The fear of David's pshat. It's very sure the Rambam is bad. These are two different reasons. So the Rambam like bounces back and forth. First is A, it's any that it's a le'toil b'kfirosai. You know, your haidah is pichayev because you couldn't be kaifer. Then the Rambam switches. How he called mechasim shabbat alay. The Rabbi Kamaisa, the Hidol Shabbos, the Shtar is not mechayev. The Edom Shabbos Shtar is not mechayev because that's shibud karkois. And then the Rambam goes back to Hidol's piv and it's afilu kofer by yechayev l'shalom. Why is the Rambam bouncing back and forth? He should finish with Hidol and then he should talk about the Shtar. If you have chayev's mehalach, the loss of the Rambam is much better. The Rambam is saying one thing. He's saying the Shtar. He's saying that wherever there's a shtar, so the shtar is the mechosim, because our shtar is totally kiros. So you can't, you can't be kaifer in the shtar. Even if you'd be kaifer, it's not going to help. And the shtar contains in it shibud mechosim, which you would have to be no matter what. I feel a kaifer by the chayav l'shalom. It's still a little bit redundant to the Ram. You know why he has to say it twice? But it's better if the Ram is saying one thing. So like he's weaving together. It's one basic idea. So it's not so problematic. The Ram goes back and forth. The fear of David, these are two separate reasons. So that's problematic in the lashon of the Rambam. Two, it's a little bit problematic in the lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam's lashon is called mechosav mishubadam l'shtar. Really, the emphasis should be called karkoisav mishubadam l'shtar because it's a tur shibud karkois. The fear of Chaim is much better. I'm saying, hey, look, Helik doesn't have to be karko. The fact is, there's a shibud mechosim which you can collect no matter what. So that makes the shtar. That makes the shtar kilu the piray dechay. Doesn't have to be karkois. It may be karkois, but doesn't. It's not a tur because it's karkois. So Rav Chaim, I think, is more gishmak. There is one problematic in Rav Chaim, which is that if it's a p'tur of Helich, it's really not only the Rav Chaim's fault, it's a kashya in there and the Fidah Rashba. The p'tur of Helich, the Rambam says in Perek Aleph, if the p'tur of Momach and Yochel Lichbor, the Rambam says in Perek Dalet. If the p'tur of Momach and Yochel Lichbor is because it's Helich, then it should be Helich in Perek Aleph. That's problematic. Okay, that's it for the Rambam. I mean, there's so many terutzim in the Rambam, but we're going to stop here. And tomorrow I want to try to do some of it. Rabbeinu Chananel really is enough material in Rabbeinu Chananel for three shiur, but we don't have three shiur at our disposal, so I'm going to talk a little bit about Rabbeinu Chananel.